intro.
When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
That's right, man.
DJ Shagru is here, Esmeralda the Heart Melda, Viggity Viggity Vic, Verified Double V, and Wiki Wiki Nikki. Phone lines are open. Get your requests in now. 312-981-7200. We celebrate everything funky and R&B on Fly Jams Friday. Get your requests in right now. 312-981-7200. Break news and then Fly Jams right after this. There you go. Fly Jams Friday continues. How's everybody doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And we love our Fly Jams and R&B and funky stuff. We like to kick off your weekend on a funky note. And the phone lines are open. DJ Shagru is ready to go. 312-981-7200 for your Fly Jam requests. 312-981-7200. And that was one of my requests for this morning. That's Usher. You Got It Bad. He's Usher, and he's ushing it. So there you go. All right, Fly Jams Friday. All right, we got some requests from the past here that that people requested. We'll play some of those, and we'll get to your phones phone calls as well for Fly Jam Friday. And let's go to this one. Let's see. This is from FJF request. He wanted to hear a little Lenny Kravitz. Go. Little Lenny Kravitz. So, you know, it's funny, Esmeralda. I was watching. Do you know that? I don't even know what the hell it's called. It's Andy Cohen. It's the live talk thing. Talk after
Bravo
live
chat.
Chat thing.
Couch.
My future, one of my future ex wives was on.
Hi, I'm Carrie Russell, and I love Nick's radio show.
I know you do, baby. And she was on with her husband, who is the co-star of The Americans with her, Matthew Reese. And they were talking about the first sort of the first celebrities that gave them a little, made them, feel pretty good. So what got them horny?
Oh.
So Matthew Reese immediately said Elizabeth Shue.
You say crushes.
Well, no. He said something else that I can't really say on the radio. I'll tell you off the air what he said.
All
but
right.
it wasn't crushes. It was worse than that.
Okay.
It was like horny.
All right.
So he asked horny what celebrities, and Matthew Reese immediately says Elizabeth Shue.
Hmm.
And they cut to Carrie. Now, you know what Matthew Reese looks like, right?
Yeah.
He's this British guy, short hair, very clean cut.
Yeah.
So they cut to Carrie Russell, and Carrie Russell goes, well, it's almost a tie. It's between Lenny Kravitz and Chris Robinson from the Black Crowes.
Ugh.
And they cut back to Matthew Reese, and he's just like, what? Because he's all, she's married to this guy, and he's the absolute opposite of that kind of look of either of those guys. And he's just kind of sitting there going,
well, this is like the first one.
Yeah, this was when she was a teenager. But he still had some fun with it. You know what I mean? He still had some fun with it. Like, you're married to a guy who is not even remotely like either of those two guys. So I thought that was pretty funny. So, boy, you really, the Chris Robinson got a response from you.
He's
like
so frail. He just looks and then he looked kind of like he smelled.
No, yeah. Like marijuana, I would imagine.
I think he doesn't shower. Like, that's how he looks.
Yeah.
That's what the impression I get.
Yeah.
He doesn't shower a lot, and he just kind of smells, and he's very, like, just very thin and, like, passes out a lot because he doesn't eat.
He passes out a lot?
Like, that's what I just imagine. He doesn't eat too much, and he's just frail all the time, and he's smelly.
Yeah. Well, Kate Hudson was with him for a while.
Yeah, but she likes that. I feel
who's
like
she with now?
She's digging it.
Is she with a celebrity dude now?
No, he's like just a producer of some sort or something like that.
Okay. Remember when Kate Hudson had us fooled? Remember when we thought Kate Hudson was good? When Almost Famous came out, I was like, oh, man, she's awesome. And it didn't take very long to realize that she wasn't. But I loved her in Almost Famous, and that was like her first movie, and I was like, she's the best ever.
She was in that movie with your guy.
She's in two movies with my guy.
That can do no wrong in
She's
your
in, what is it, How to Lose a Guy? Is that How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the Gold, Fool's Gold. They're in both those movies they did together.
Boy.
Yeah, no, fantastic. All right. Fly Jams Friday. Here's Mike on WGN. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Nick. How you doing, man?
All right, man.
Yeah. Well, Milos Forman died last week.
Yes.
And I thought I'd pick something from his movie, Hair. And even though it had stylistics in there, Melba Moore and Ronnie Dyson, I've always been partial to the song that Cheryl Barnes sang in there, Easy to Be Hard.
It's my favorite, you know, it's my favorite number in the movie.
Yeah.
Like, she belts it out, standing in that standing.
Belts it out. Standing. I was going through a divorce at the time.
Oh, God.
Every time she sang that song, I just broke down and cried.
Oh, my God. No, that's my favorite scene in the entire movie, and she's standing there, and it's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah. It's so good. Good. And rest in peace, Milos Forman. So here we go. This is Cheryl Barnes from Hair. It's so good. It's so good. It's so good. That's what they, you know, in the musical theater world, that's what they call a showstopper.
Yeah,
that's exactly right. You know, but Three Dog Night did a fantastic version of that song, too.
I'm not familiar with it. Yeah,
no, Three Dog Night did a version of it, and it's really good. It's not nearly as good as that, but it is a good version.
Hey, I got a question for you.
Yeah, man.
You were doing a thing on comedy teams the other day.
Yeah.
I was wondering, are you familiar with the group Olsen and Johnson?
Olsen and Johnson? No, I'm not.
Yeah, they
oh, were. Hold on a second.
I guess they're.
That was the Three Dog Night. He just go ahead. Hang on a second, Mike. Play the Three Dog Night version.
Especially people who care about strangers, who care about evil, social injustice. Do you only care about the bleeding crowd? I'm about a needed friend. I need a friend.
So that's
remember that. Yeah,
yeah, that's Three Dog Night. By the way, they didn't play this song, Dan, at Ginger's the night they came in.
Too much like work.
Yeah, too much like work. So go ahead, Olsen, and go ahead and tell
Olsen me. About- yeah, they were old vaudeville team, but they had a big stage hit called Hell's a Poppin'.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know Hell's a Poppin', yeah.
Yeah, yeah, Olsen and Johnson. It's a surreal kind of movie. I used to watch it as a kid. I said, man, this must have had a big influence on William Gaines, because a lot of stuff that Mad Magazine did in those days, I think they kind of influenced by that.
Oh, yeah.
It was a very surreal.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm familiar.
Your boy Shep Howard was
in it. No, I know. I just wasn't aware of the name of the team. But I know Hell's a Poppin', for sure.
Yeah, two movies, Hell's a Poppin' and Crazy House. And
okay.
They were kind of dropped by Universal after that because they had Abbott and Costello.
Right, right. Okay. I'll have to see Crazy House because I loved Hell's a Poppin'.
Yeah, Hell's a Poppin' is funny.
Okay, cool. All right, Mike. Thanks, man.
Take care, buddy.
All right. There you go. All right, Dominic's Mike wanted to hear this.
For the rest of my life, anywhere, anytime, just call. You get the best of my love. Hey, babe, you get the best of my love.
Man, that's a good song. I haven't heard that song in years. Dan, is that the first time we played that one?
I want to say yes.
Because I know I love that song. I can't believe that this is the first time we've played. It's T-Connection with You Get the Best of My Love. Not to be confused with Best of My Love by The Emotions, which is a completely different song. That's a fly jam. I need to hear that whole thing. I have plans when I get home.
Do you have to write? You have to a list. You have to write.
No, the rest of my day is now planned. It's just that, just listening to that song. So, and it's listening to that song until the yodeling dude falls off the mountain.
Yeah,
I try to go to bed right after the yodeling dude falls off the mountain.
Maybe he'll yodel with the song.
Yeah, I'll play it while he's yodeling.
Exactly.
And then he'll fall off. But you know what? They don't play that game every day, as you know.
Right.
So then
you don't go to sleep.
Then I just stay up.
Just wait.
Like, I wait. Where I'm gonna wait 24 hours. Where's my yodeling dude? I want him to fall off the damn mountain. And just really quickly, I just want to say that James Corden actually did something funny. On the Late Late Show, they had a bit where they brought out the yodeling game, the cliffhanger game, the actual thing. What's he tapes right next to the studio where they do Price is Right. So he actually brought out the real cliffhanger game, and they had a guy play, the game, and the yodeling guy, yodeling, la, la, and then he falls off, and they're like, oh, well, that's it. And then all of a sudden, you see like a little kid character coming up the mountain going, Dad? Dad,
oh, no.
Where are you? Dad? And they're climbing up, and then the wife comes out and goes, honey, what's going on? What's going on? And they go up to the top of the mountain. They look over and go, oh, no! No, don't look down! Oh, my God! And then an ambulance comes up the mountain. And then they he dies.
See? Now you know.
And the whole family is upset about it. They bring the ambulance out, and then they start screaming at the guy, how could you say $50 for that blender? Who would bid $50 for that blender? You killed my father! And it was actually really funny. And it was a James Corden bit that was really funny.
See, now you know what happens.
It wasn't, I know.
And you can sleep.
I sleep soundly after the yodeling man falls to his demise.
Terrible. And it's like Groundhog's Day all over for the man.
Yeah, every day. He's got to do the same thing.
Terrible movie where that...
What was terrible
it, that
movie?
Birthday cake?
Happy Death Day.
Is that what it was?
Happy Death Day was the most recent Groundhog Day ripoff. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Or you can watch Edge of Tomorrow with Tom Cruise, which is actually a good movie. Emily Blunt and Tom Cruise, nobody saw it.
No.
He dies like fate. It's a science fiction movie, and he dies and then comes back and dies. But it's a great movie, actually.
Oh, okay.
That six people saw. All right. Yeah. Yeah. Can we all just agree that TLC rules? Can we all just agree on that?
Yeah.
TLC,
great.
Digging on You. I love TLC. Love TLC.
Did you see the movie?
Yes. The made for V. It was a VH1 movie, wasn't it?
I think it was, yeah.
Yeah.
Was it good?
It was all right.
Thought they were. Weren't they very spot on, though, the characters?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or whoever played them?
Yeah, no, they were. They were pretty close. I was always, I loved Left Eye. I loved her. She was my favorite of the TLC ladies.
Yeah.
She was the best.
Cardi B was playing some show. Oh, she's playing Coachella. And she kind of did at least that's what they said online, that she was doing like an ode to Left Eye.
Oh,
with
really?
Her hair.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because she had the pigtails.
The crazy pigtails
from
Creep.
From Scrubs.
Oh, Scrubs. No, Scrubs. Right.
Where they're all futuristic. And
Right. Oh, the crazy ones.
Yeah, she's got a bunch of pigtails and all that.
Yeah. She was the best. And then she burned down a dude's house, an Atlanta Falcons.
Burn the house down.
She was nuts, man. And I think that's one of the reasons why I gravitated towards her, because I like crazy women.
Dave Bennett is obviously a sports encyclopedia, but I also think he's a fan of TLC because he just told me it was Andre Rison's house that she burned down.
Oh, wait, yeah, that's right. Dave, I got your mic up here.
She threw all his sneakers in a bathtub.
And was Andre Rison, was he a Falcon? Was he an Atlanta Falcon? I got
hello. There we are.
Yeah,
Andre Rison. Yeah, I think he played for the Falcons.
Because I know
came out of Michigan State, had a great career there. He was in the NFL. He was a terrific player. He was in the NFL for a long time.
And he the reason why I assumed he was a Falcon is because I know the house that the she burnt down was in Atlanta.
That's why I know. He was in Atlanta for a long time and then bounced around a little bit.
Yeah.
So.
All right. And then he doesn't have. And then he didn't have a house for a while.
I have a feeling he was able to get another one.
Yeah, I think so too.
Probably a few.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Really great insurance.
Yeah. Dave, thank you, buddy.
You bet.
All right, there you go. The great Dave Ennett, who is the president of the TLC fan club.
Yeah.
I don't know if you knew that or not. All right. Mike from Novak Construction said, you mentioned the TV show The White Shadow a few weeks ago. You know The White Shadow?
Yeah.
Classic show. And he says that theme is a fly jam.
Has he passed? Okay, good. Just checking.
I know.
Just checking.
Yeah, the reason why is because, we're a little concerned here, Dan. The guy who played the White Shadow, Ken Howard, he's passed away. He passed away a few years ago. I was just like, I don't want to play any more theme songs from TV shows because last Friday we played the theme song from Night Court. Played the theme song from Night Court, and then Harry Anderson died. So I was like, now I hope the rest of the cast of White Shadow is happy. I hope that they stay alive.
And or have already passed.
And I see, the lead, at least we know that the White Shadow himself, Ken Howard, he has already passed away. So that there can't be like
safe.
The Fly Jams Friday curse.
Can't die again.
No, you can't. All right. Dino requested this one.
It seems so good to see you back again. How long has it been?
There you go. All right, let's get Bennett the business of funk. Tallest, whitest, funkiest guy I know. What's his request, Ian? How can I go on without falling apart? Love so hard to find when someone's on your mind. Listen, baby, your wish is my command. Baby, won't you understand that your wish is my command? What can I do to make my baby understand?
There you go. That's funky. Break Bot with Baby I'm Yours.
Wow.
Funky.
It's very.
Yeah. Bennett knows his funk. That's his business.
Does.
It's his business.
My favorite was the Christmas one.
Yeah.
And she's like, funky Chris. Yeah. It's like, yeah. Perfect. You hit it.
All right, Esmeralda, have a great weekend.
You too.
And I will see you Monday morning.
See you Monday.
We will be back right after this with the news.